Track 10, the final news. Common blaze. Firefighters have put out a heathland blaze at a popular Devon beauty spot. 8 fire engines, 2 water carriers and 1 high volume pump were sent to tackle a fire at Woodbury Common near Exmouth on Thursday 30th of June. Crew from Bevy Tracy Fire Station were present at the scene, as well as crew from Danes Castle, Exmouth, Honiton and several others. There was approximately 100 metres by 100 metres of heathland on fire. The fire was extinguished at around 12:30 p.m. and the scene handed over to the owner of the estate.
Council cracked down on illegal fly tipping. Fly tippers dumping rubbish in some of Teignbridge's most excluded beauty spots may have met their match. Teignbridge Council's Overview and Scrutiny Committee heard that CCTV cameras often could not cover remote locations where fly tippers offload van loads of waste. But Executive Member Peter Williams, Lib Dem Teignmouth East, told councillors that new initiatives are being considered to combat the menace. In 2023, more than 500 incidents of fly tipping were reported in Teignbridge and 302 this year already. Councillor Williams, portfolio holder for recycling, household waste and environmental health, reassured fellow councillors, "Every case that has evidence is investigated. We issue fixed penalty notices and the fines have all increased. The council has a sliding scale of fines depending on how serious the tipping is, with £1,000 penalties for larger vehicles or hazardous waste. If the offender does not accept the fixed penalty notice, the council takes them to court." He also reported that recycling rates in Teignbridge are increasing, putting the council in the top 12% of authorities in the country. And more than 24,000 households do subscribe to the local garden waste collection service. His report said the council's own vehicles accounted for a third of its carbon footprint. 20 new electric vehicles are going into service from October, and new cleaner bin lorries are already on the streets. They are still diesel powered, however, because the long distances and remote locations of Teignbridge make current electric models impractical. Councillor Williams' report also revealed that major changes are planned at Newton Abbott's Brunel Road Recycling Centre. New government regulations mean the site will have to be covered and sorting equipment needs to be replaced. He said, "Our aim is to keep Teignbridge a cleaner and greener environment. Councils can issue fixed penalty notices or take enforcement action requiring occupiers of land to remove fly-tipped waste, and prosecutions can lead up to unlimited fines of up to 5 years imprisonment."
Take a red panda into your family. A South Devon zoo has launched an initiative for families who love animals and want to support wildlife conservation. Paignton Zoo's animal adoption packs allow people to adopt an animal, be it a lion, a sloth, or a red panda. It means families can contribute to conservation efforts, and families can become advocates for wildlife conservation and help protect vulnerable species. A zoo spokesperson said, "This is a great opportunity for your family to support wildlife conservation and learn about the importance of protecting our planet's species. These packs serve a dual purpose. They raise essential funds for conservation efforts and allow your family to feel a deeper connection with the animals you love. The packs are made by Inspirewood, an eco-friendly adoption company. Details of the adoption scheme are available at Paignton Zoo." I must just stress that you don't actually take the red panda into your house just becomes part of your family through adoption.
Town celebrates armed forces. An annual event celebrating the UK's armed forces took place in a Tunbridge town last weekend. Dawlish Armed Forces Day, which took place on Saturday, was jointly organised by the Royal British Legion, Dawlish Branch, and the Town Council. The day was a chance for the public to show their support for the men and women who make up the Armed Forces community, ranging from currently service... ranging from currently serving personnel to service families, veterans and cadets. Veterans and cadets mustered at the Manor House in Dawlish before marching to the lawn for a short commemoration ceremony by the bandstand. The military-themed event also featured history reenactor groups, and visitors to the event had a chance to talk to the United States Army GIs and British Tommies and explore their vehicles and weaponry. The event culminated with an evening of music at the town's Royal British Legion Club. And there are a number of accompanying photographs showing the cadets and the veterans, and there's one of the military jeeps with soldiers and armoury surrounded by them. It looks quite impressive.
Bovey celebrates eco projects. Bovey Tracy celebrated the wealth of community projects around the town that are aimed at improving the environment on Saturday, June the 15th. Visitors to the Great Big Green Week Festival, which took place in Millmarsh Park, were able to have a go at eco-friendly activities such as making hedgehog cakes, creating willow birds, pond dipping, and even cycling to blend smoothies. There were also opportunities to pick up sustainable living tips. Bovey Tracy's Great Big Green Week Festival came at the end of a week of activity in the town and was part of a national campaign week that celebrates the many ways communities work together to tackle climate change and protect nature. And there's a photo of Bovey Tracy Mayor Councillor Sheila Brooke peddling her way to a delicious smoothie.
Music, song and dance take over. The streets of Tynmouth came alive with music and dance last weekend as the town's annual homage to music and dance got underway. Tynmouth Folk Festival now is celebrating its 24th year and saw folk dancers, musicians and singers doing what they do best as the town welcomed an array of talented folk. The festival kicked off on Saturday morning with the City of Plymouth Pipe Band marching to the Triangle to officially start the event, and this was followed by a parade of Morris sides from both across the county and beyond. Music, song and dance sessions were in abundance around the town, including numerous free events as well as workshops and two evening concerts featuring Granny's Attic and Sykes Martin that took place at St James's Church in the town. The weekend culminated on Sunday with a 35-piece band playing for a family ceilidh in Dawlish. And of course, there are lots of colourful pictures. One lady sporting a very handsome hat with all sorts of flowers. I can just about see carnations, maybe lilies, blue, pink, orange. It looks absolutely stunning. And then we've got one person doing the Morris dance with her sticks there, and a drummer from the City of Plymouth looking a little hot, I have to say. Guitarists, violinists, and one lady who has had her face painted. I think it's a tiger, but I'm not totally sure, but it looks brilliant.